You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Pretty Little Liars After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Pretty Little Liars After
Yay.
Show.
Yay! Well, the best theme song on TV. Best theme song.
In your Everybody sing it.
Welcome back. Last week we had reruns. Finally, we're back.
Thank goodness.
The fourth episode.
People were freaking out.
People were freaking out.
They were.
But
the marathons. They were tweeting me their freaks.
Good.
You sort of need the marathons, though, because this show is rather difficult to keep up with.
Yeah, we have trouble keeping up with it at the table reads.
Why don't we introduce you to everyone here tonight? I'm your host, Pat Lambert. With me,
Whitney Lane.
Hi, Stephanie Wanger.
Hi, and I'm Kelly.
And we have two special guests tonight.
Yay.
Miss Tamin Sursok, who plays Jenna.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
And Brendan Robinson, who plays Lucas.
Yay. Welcome, welcome.
And as you can see, the bitch can see.
Those aren't the right sunglasses.
Oh, my God.
They need to be bigger.
Yeah, no, bigger, and they need to cover up all of my face.
So was there only one pair of sunglasses that you always wear?
Yes, it was my only pair of sunglasses, and I'd always lose my sunglasses because I'd walk to the studio with sunglasses on because obviously it was so sunny by the time we got in there, and I'd always give them my sunglasses, and I'd always leave them there. Now I kept having to buy more sunglasses. So I have like 19 pairs
That's
of
fine.
Life in the Light.
Hey.
Did you get to choose the glasses originally? Did they give you options?
Well, kind of. It was... The more amount of my face being covered, the better. So I don't know what that's trying to say.
That makes
me feel really good about myself.
The best episodes for you were when you would take off the glasses because they were literally.
I know.
Half
and
of
now
your
people
face.
Like, eh, I don't really care.
And like, she has eyeballs.
Right? But maybe I won't get to see forever. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Ooh.
Oh my God. She's going to go back to life.
Be very afraid.
What's so going to happen?
You're going to poke your own eyes out. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I can't see.
So let's start it off. Of course, we're going to have to talk about Jenna and Lucas because you guys are sort of the big deals and bad deals of this episode.
Yay.
We like to think so.
Big
in our
definitely.
Own personal lives anyway. Mm-hmm. So
now that we have our A-team meeting beginning, why don't we start off with Emily, Paige, and Nate?
Ooh.
What was this? Is Paige too much of an overzealous lesbian?
Yes.
Like,
what are her territorial issues?
I'm it's starting to think that Emily might be bisexual.
I think she is.
And so is Jenna.
And so is Jenna.
I'm just trying to put it out there so that my character can become bisexual, because then it's just more storylines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really just like to hog the story.
The real reason you're here is to
like
sort of just create a lot of different storylines.
Please make me a homeless bisexual.
A homeless person. So Tamin is now...
Please make me homeless.
Jenna's going to be homeless.
And bisexual.
If we get enough of it going on Twitter, they might incorporate it.
Oh, that's true.
Betty White did host SNL, so it could be big.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so why is Paige so obsessed with Emily? Like, is it weird that they're, like, back together? We haven't seen Paige in a while.
Right. Yeah.
Emily kind of helped her come out, though, you know? She's, like, the first one.
What is the weird sheltered quality of Paige that she's, like...
Well, I think she just still might be a little bit uncomfortable. And then she felt like she hadn't...
Like she owns Emily?
Well, that Emily hadn't been around, so she felt kind of shut out and kind of, like, forced back into this corner because Emily helped her kind of come to terms with her thing, and then she got ignored. So I think it's her own kind
Very
of
true. So complex.
Internal thing,
internal
and then
space,
she just wants her... I think she needs the comfort of Emily to be able to feel comfortable in herself, and it kind of puts a lot of pressure on Emily, unfortunately.
Yeah. Emily's got a lot of pressure on her.
Yeah. She does.
She does.
Life.
She always seems like she's really stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Definitely has a really stressed
really
life.
Stressed. Mm-hmm.
You know, like parents, family.
Yeah.
People don't leave her.
Lesbian stuff,
That's
they die.
That's true.
Yeah.
She always has to worry.
A lot of people die in this show.
There's an ambulance in like every episode. Yeah.
And I always like get afraid because we all love each other and we're all so close. And then we're just like, who's gonna
die?
Why aren't there any? Why aren't there ever ghost flashbacks?
I don't know.
Like I'm waiting.
Just kind of
Allison. Allison.
That's the only one.
You never.
We'll get to the fear.
We always worry that like we're gonna come to the end of it and be like, end. I'm dead.
No. That would be a sad day.
Yeah.
So then, what do we think of the cousin Nate? Is there a relationship with Emily?
It's so funny because we know the answer.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so how many answers do
you
know?
So, like, you're all asking these questions, like, know the answer.
Know the answer.
But we can't tell you.
Right.
I was about to be like, okay.
So but it kind of sucks for your show, but, yeah, there's what? Nate knows a lot. Nate, where did that come from? There's Mars somewhere.
The Wizard of Oz in the back.
Yeah, exactly. I think Nate is in the next couple of episodes, and something definitely happens with him, and I think he's a force to be reckoned with, and I think that there's a little bit of a villain there. So obviously I have to say this, you have to keep watching.
Right.
Well, that's what I
thought. It's gonna be really
good. All of us were like dead silent. That was like, oh my god.
Well, that's what I thought when he first came onto the scene. I was like, there's something a little bit creepy about Nate.
Definitely.
You know, and then at the, you know, I don't want to jump too far, but at the end of this episode we see that picture of Emily that he had that A is kind of going through.
He's
involved in this whole thing. I thought there was something a little sketchy about him when he first came in.
You also saw the aggression when he was going after Garrett. You're like, oh, back up. He is after him. You got to watch out. So,
he's very aggressive.
I see what you're saying.
Very aggressive. You said a force to be reckoned with and aggressive.
Our writers don't give up too much. You go.
I was just going to say our writers are really good about dropping little hints throughout the season.
Yeah. See, we don't even know.
We know
like five episodes before you do.
Right.
Okay.
But we don't. Well, we know. No, we know seven episodes before you do.
Hey,
and then we're out.
In this world, that's like
a
lot. Yeah,
that's like knowing Dumbledore
died,
dies.
Three people. Just kidding.
Right.
Sorry, Dumbledore dies.
And I've been told that they write backwards. So when they start, they start with the end.
That's right.
And they write backwards, which you know, obviously. They can drop
He has an
hints.
In. He obviously knows.
Yeah.
I like to ask a lot. I ask a lot of questions.
They don't answer my questions.
Speaking of questions,
just like, leave.
You all definitely call in a little bit later, though. We're going to do that later in the show. We want all your phone calls because we know you've got lots of questions for these people. So it's going
to
be wonderful.
It's going to be a little bit, but we got to get through this episode. Let's quickly talk Spencer and Toby.
He just came in from nowhere, right? I was just like, hello.
He's like, last scene of the whole episode is like, and I'm here.
I know. I don't really. Is he just Superman. Supposed to be there to kind of calm her down and give her a little bit of like grounding since she's always scheming in every scene?
Her and Ren definitely done?
Yeah, that's done.
I don't know.
We all seem to like kiss so many
people. Well, then Hannah and Ren. You never know about that.
You have kissed like
I kiss like four people, one being my brother, which is four
of us. I haven't kissed. Well, I kissed on the forehead.
We didn't make out.
But no, not yet.
Not yet.
No, like campaign.
No.
Yeah, waiting for it.
But
we'll just make out now.
Make out. Oh my god! I was like, oh my god, this is really great.
Yeah. Best show ever.
Amy.
Yeah.
So then, with Toby, what are Jenna's feelings about Toby?
Look, I think everything has a hidden agenda, and I think there's a reason she does everything. It's very calculated, so I don't really think she's in love with him. I think that's a little silly, but I do think that she cares about him.
Was she ever
probably happened? Confides in him, but I don't know. I think she's just doing it to one-up him a little bit. And making him be accountable to her in some way. So I don't know. I think Jenna has a lot of great attributes, but I think there's a lot of she's very angry about a lot of things, so she's definitely getting back at a lot of people, and I think Toby might even be one of them.
For dating
Spencer,
right? He's got to be careful.
What do you think are the core motivations for Jenna in most of the things she does? Is it anger, revenge, power?
I would say revenge.
Revenge.
But then I always see the greater good in people, and so I don't think that she's just all evil. I think that's just too easy.
Right.
I think she's really upset at what happened to her, and she wants to kind of regain her position in the school. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of in this episode, she becomes, like, more of the queen bee.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't think her core is just evil. I think that's just so easy to say someone's just flat-out evil.
Mm-hmm.
And not as interesting. Definitely. Yeah. And well, I think there's a lot of layers to her that I think in time you'll see, obviously, with her not being blind, and then, you know, going forward.
Yeah. And we get to see some really dynamic scenes when she sort of opens up about her insecurities. Yes. Right. Those seem to be the really, like...
Yeah, and she's really young, you know? I think a lot of this is just, like, young romance and trying to find yourself and falling down so many times and trying to pick yourself up. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have to remember these girls are 17, and 17. It's 17.
They have that's a crazy life.
17, like 90210.
Well, like you said, Jenna's coming back up. So, what about her party? Let's talk about her party.
Her hat party.
What was the name?
Hat party.
It was Mad Hatter party.
Yes.
It
was a Mad Hatter. Yeah.
I know. Oh, that makes I don't know sense. If it really showed a lot of the Mad
Hatter. Yeah, because everyone
it was
hats.
A Mad Hatter party. Right, yeah. Although my hat looked like twice the size of my face when I saw it. I was like. I look like I have a really big head.
We nice. Always have, like, the greatest parties
I know.
That
definitely.
Would, like, never happen.
Yeah, I know.
Like, an shop. Actual yeah. high school.
Like, at a coffee shop turns right. into this massive Mad Hatter party, definitely. Which I think is fantastic. Where does that coffee shop exist? I wish I had one on my
corner. And how much did it cost to rent out
the coffee shop? I know.
Like, the last, like what was the ball last
$100,000 party or something. Yeah. Just because.
So I can see.
Because I can see, like, a party see. For myself.
Yeah, with her yeah. own professional photographer and everything.
Right.
Yeah. So then and there's no parents.
Yeah, no parents.
Like, pay for it.
Never any.
So much happened
but my,
at that party.
My big question for this whole party thing is every single episode, we get text messages from A, and we get calls or notes or something, but there's a lack of A in this episode.
Maybe that's even scarier.
What exactly, yeah. but what like, you know, what is that? Like, why? Like,
well, if you, I think because they're trying to pin people being A, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's not like right. it's underlying A, it's like kind of they're pinning you to be A.
Right.
It just seems whatever.
So,
what
on the film.
So maybe there was an A.
Oh, but he was okay.
But he was distracted. Actually,
but right. you didn't.
So
really,
Jenna's right. now accusing Lucas of being A.
Well,
or Tam is just accusing Brandon. Brandon. Yeah, exactly.
Both ways. Yeah. Would be, I don't know.
Because
what
it
I'm
seems like
say.
Whenever there's whenever the girls are called together for something, it's an A setup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is the only time that it seemed like oh A stuff's gonna go down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was still some stuff.
There was still some stuff.
Right. Yeah. Aria went to get. The camera footage.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were scary. You were
sketchy,
scary.
Sketchy,
you
sketchy,
scared sketchy. Real life. I'm scared. Scared right now. I'm shaking in my stilettos.
Quaking in your stilettos.
Yeah.
So a lot has happened to Lucas in the last few episodes.
I know,
a change
right?
of heart.
Well, that and, like, yeah. the whole arc of, like, the entire character from season one.
Right.
It's a totally yeah. different person.
You're setting things on fire
I
and banging
know,
on
right?
doors
Something
and
bad
creeping
has
down the street.
You.
Something bad has happened. And, well, again, it's like, you know, all these characters, they know information.
Right.
Yep.
And it's throughout this season, it's kind of like peeling back the layers, like peeling a banana. It's like...
Because you're coming,
too.
You're having
that just sounds odd.
Like peeling back the layers of what people yeah. know, like a that. Total, no, that's.
I agree. I totally agree.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
No, I wasn't saying. Oh, your mind out of the gutter. I just sat here and said that'll sound weird. You're the one who said something. I didn't say nothing.
Anyway.
Aww, made up.
We just made up.
We had
a fight and made up in like 35 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a real fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was bad.
Did we just see that?
It was ugly.
It was ugly.
Oh,
was
then.
Ugly.
Lucas, what questions? Are we, Lucas, Brandon.
Yes.
Lucas, in this episode, are we to assume, or I mean, we have the evidence that he drugged Paige, was somehow involved.
Well,
maybe.
Why does
maybe.
He have MZM?
Well,
right.
Well.
Have you ever heard of MZM?
No.
Definitely not.
Neither. Anyway.
Neither have I.
Is it made up?
I don't know. I was thinking,
well, I was like, is that a Flintstone? Yeah.
Well, what I'm wondering is how the prop department got the MZM
oh.
on the
yeah,
no,
like,
it's like, how did they do that? I was
that
like,
is two and a half actually. Weeks.
Yeah.
Well, is it not real?
Evidence of Lucas actually drugging her. I mean, I guess it's set up again. You know, you never know because there's a lot of red herrings on the show. And to be honest with you, I don't know yet.
Right.
So
then let's theorize.
Yes,
because
let's
that's
theorize.
Really what
why not
we all do after these episodes.
Yeah,
in theory,
and then are you right or wrong most of the
right.
time?
Right. Oh,
a lot. Of, well, last season with the A thing, I was right.
You guessed Mona.
So
well,
who is
I
A?
I thought it was Arya. A is more complicated.
Right.
Oh, well, I've got a really. I'm working into predictions
uh-oh,
all later, but I've got a
Pandora's box.
I've definitely got like a really good conspiracy theory.
I'm saying that it has to do with the psychiatrist or psychologist,
you
whoever that chick is.
It's Allison's
week.
Twin
yeah.
sister.
Well,
Allison's
well,
been alive
yeah.
the whole time. Twin sister died. That's my theory.
Did you read the books?
Only like most
parts.
Of them.
Yes.
So
no?
you cheated.
Cheater.
But, you know, but like,
it's not
going
to be like the books.
I know, but there's allusions to the book. Let me believe.
No, yeah.
Let me believe.
You just want to be God and know all the answers.
Definitely.
Right. Well, you can't.
Exactly.
The thing is, you guys are such a mixed message characters because you know you have to be something in one of the murders.
We're both like,
why does Lucas visit Mona?
Well, and also, speaking about that, the pills, remember, they're used for people who are in, like, insane asylums and things like that.
Right.
Lucas got the pills from Mona, drugged Emily, took the photos, Jenna drove her.
I'm so confused.
Okay. You visited Mona one episode.
Yeah, right. I did. Multiple times.
Right.
We could theorize that you're stealing Mona's pills.
Or taking them
from her because they're in it together.
Oh, right. That's right. She probably was in it.
Right. Because there's a group, we know. It's a group.
And we're led to believe that Emily might have been drugged by that pill.
Well, probably, since when Jenna
drove her, either for good or bad reasons, to the gray site.
And then the jacket reappears.
Right.
We talk about the jacket.
The jacket.
I was confused by that.
I'm confused by the jacket.
Like,
I was confused when you said, here's the deal. This is what I think it is. I was like, I'm out.
Well, what is the jacket? Does anyone do
that? I don't know.
Well, when they say that night, I don't know if it was like that night.
No, I think it was the night of when she died.
It was the graveyard night.
Allison's night?
No, it was the graveyard night.
It was the graveyard night. It was the graveyard night. Her jacket was lost.
There's too many that night.
There's too many nights, I was gonna say.
Too many moments.
No, the jacket's from the graveyard night.
The graveyard night where...
They think maybe it was left in Jenna's car or something, but then it reappears, but they were supposed to burn the jacket that never got burned.
Well, she didn't have the jacket on at the cemetery. She only had it on when she was originally at Spencer's house.
So
we don't know what happened to the jacket, but she really doesn't
know. Think about it harder than we
I know.
Do.
I know. I just read the script and I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
I have to be here on Monday at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, it's like I've kind of given up on trying to follow all the storylines.
It's really difficult.
Well, it would have to.
That's what we have to do. Yeah. Like, that's what we're left with.
Are you done?
Well, we follow, like, our own story. And I read, I'm sure you read everything and pick out the stuff. It's like, oh, well, I probably have something to do with that.
Are you
like,
done filming for the season?
No, we have 13 more episodes.
You have a long time, right?
Yeah.
Through the fall.
Through November.
Right. We're definitely in the middle of it.
Well, I love the wardrobe, let me just say. I love, like, all the outfits you guys wear and everything.
I love Jenna's outfit.
I know, even right now.
You can have my
hat. Oh, I meant Jenna, but Tam's outfit right now is great.
Thank you. But no, even all, like, at the party.
My
and, like,
t-shirt
all this stuff,
and jeans,
and...
I'm rocking my t-shirt and jeans. It's like the it outfit right
the
now.
The it outfit.
Well, speaking of buying things.
Mm-hmm. Buying things, we just have to do a quick toss to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Amazon.com and buy things, which we all do.
Right.
Yes.
Change it up. Go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the Amazon link on the side. That will show that you've been watching our shows and you can shop at the same time with our partnership with Amazon. So when you're buying your black gloves and black hoodies,
black hoodies
and sunglasses to be on the A-Team, you can do it while you're watching
Brandon's
AfterBuzz.
For sale.
Yay!
Brandon's on Amazon.
We're selling, inspired by Pretty Little Liars, we're selling teeth. Everybody's selling their teeth.
Do you ever get teeth necklaces? Yep.
Mm-hmm. My hair.
Nice. Do you ever get nice, like, fan art that comes in? Anything that's creeped you out and anything that you've printed? Yes.
Okay. Before I was on the show, like, ages and ages ago, I was on a show in Australia called Home and Away, and I got a dead bird sent to me in the mail.
No.
Now, this is the time when anthrax was, everyone was freaking out about it, and I thought to myself, okay, so it went through customs, so they opened it up, said there's no anthrax in here, sealed it up with the dead bird, and still sent it on.
No. Oh my gosh.
So
that's
weird.
So, like, Chekhov.
That's so small, weird. Yeah,
was there anything in your character like that had a bird
no
thing?
I was like really nice on
that's
the
show. So weird.
Well, I like how they accused you of passing around anthrax tonight with your birthday invitation.
Oh, exactly. Oh my god, and we all come full circle.
there we go
very lost.
I'm surprised actually that went through, like,
oh, exactly.
That never cleared it.
That was terrible.
That was more odd to me. It was like I couldn't believe that at that time period that they had checked it and sent it through. It was squashed too.
Oh, ew. That's so
the
gross.
Insides were taken out. This is very
ew. So this
was squashed, but its head was kind of fully intact.
Ew.
Yeah. Apparently, now I looked it up online. It was a beautiful gift from Papua New Guinea.
Oh.
Like, because they loved me.
Oh, well, that's
it was a very odd
know.
I love you gift. I would not want it for my anniversary.
Right.
So it was like a
I love you, my favorite star. Here's a dead bird.
On your anniversary, we should say that we have another guest in studio who's just been listening, and it's Tammin's very cute husband, writer, director, producer. Can you just stand up and give?
No, he's so just, not just going a quick, to. Wait,
oh, God, no.
He totally went peek. Red.
You all have to see this man.
He's all, oh my God!
You thought Toby and Ezria, you thought they were cute.
He's totally gone red.
Oh my God! Thank you very much.
Huh?
You can stay there. It's okay.
Well, at least you know what not to get her for her anniversary.
Right.
There you go.
There
you go.
No dead bird.
Only thing I don't want is a dead bird.
There you go.
Okay.
Anything else?
A stuffed bird.
Anything else is not a dead bird.
Right. Well, let's get into Ezra and Arya.
Yeah.
He's, you know, feeling really upset because she's trying to buy him food because he has a lime growing fur in his refrigerator.
And so they're like an out couple now.
Yeah.
Too.
They're walking around out holding hands,
going to Jenna's party. Is that weird that Ezra would go to Jenna's party?
Yes.
Well, he didn't want to go.
17. Yeah, but 17.
It's all
party.
Weird.
Unless Jenna is into Ezra.
Right.
Which would be a lot.
That's what it is.
Who was she flirting with? She was flirting with Nate. Oh, and make up a date.
Both of them.
Well, no, both of them. Because when she walks, like the thing that I want to know is, here's my question: how did you know it was him if you've never seen him before and you walk straight up to him when he walks in the door?
Nate,
before Ezra, even before Arya's fully through the door.
Because I can see for like a month or two.
Yeah, that's been some time. Right. Yeah, she studied up.
Yeah, but I can just see.
But he wasn't at the school and around.
But he's with Arya.
I've been doing my.
See, my big theory is that Jenna's like sort of gonna start to get. Pardon me, slutty.
And new couple alert.
I'm very excited. What?
New couple alert. Jenzra.
Oh, no. Jenzra. I'm so sad.
Okay, yes.
Okay. I went to an old girl's school, so I feel very rude not putting my hand up.
Oh, my God.
Every show I've ever been on, I start as a nice girl, and I turn into a slut. I was on Hannah Montana, and I turned into a bikini model by the end of it.
Hey, girl.
I was just the girl next door.
That's the
and then
Disney
I had no
Channel
clothes
version.
On by the end of the season.
But you started as an evil character this time, so maybe you'll just become a nun.
Maybe.
That could be very dynamic.
It's not gonna, I bet I don't it just think gets shorter.
Because like she's like shorter, she like finally can shorter. See, and now she's like
let me see. I can't.
Let me see. Let me see.
Out.
Touch and feel.
Do they ever tell you that in advance?
Like
or
no,
just like,
I just see my outfits, and they just get shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter.
And so all of a sudden one day you're like,
I'm in a bikini.
And you're like, oh, it's happening again.
And you're on the Disney Channel. That's terrible.
With no clothes on.
That's hilarious.
On the Disney Channel of all channels.
I don't know what this is about me.
No.
Well, I like
how Tamman's personality. Take your clothes off.
No. Well, I like how Jenna
slutty.
Just had a lot of confidence, walks up to Nate and is like, ooh, I like what you're drawing. Let's hang out. And, you know, so that shows like her character's just really like going for it, going out there.
That happened twice.
Yeah.
That happened twice in this episode.
Right.
Well, she's got a newfound sense of self.
Right.
But I just have to say one thing that I can give you a little spoiler. This nice thing that's going on in this episode, it does not last.
I would hope.
Yes! Sweet!
This, like, oh, no.
There's my favorite scene.
Very scary in the next couple of episodes.
Oh, I think it was this season.
Bitch slapping.
Which can see.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're already mean girl.
Which can see, and I was like totally nice for a second. I was like, oh, this doesn't feel right. And then I was going
to. And then you're back to
totally...
who you were.
Why don't we get to another big character in tonight's episode who we don't know if he's good or bad, but Garrett.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about him. I don't know if he's really telling the truth. Was he set up? Was he in on it? If these little notes he's passing, who is he leaving
Who
these
is
notes
April
for?
Rose?
Who is April
Maybe
Rose?
Maybe he knows these girls are coming to find out. They're following him around, and he didn't want to tell Spencer's mom, but he knew Spencer's just like her mom and was going to figure out everything.
So maybe the note was really meant for Spencer.
Or
well, I actually, honestly, at some point, I was kind of like, I kind of feel bad for Garrett because...
Definitely.
You know, these girls are like, we're going to get you, we're going to get you. Yeah. And then it's like you open
he's
the card
a murderer.
For his... But he opened the card,
Jenna?
And he's like, Mom, I love you.
Boyfriend.
It's like, that was so
it's
nice.
I used him, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. Oh, that was a good one. This
You use everybody on this show.
Yes, we're like, yes, it was.
Use it
and
use.
So good.
Yep.
Well, you do have to have some
This is so wonderful to see
him, right?
It's just sort of... You've been so bad. You're so nice.
Yeah. What, in real life?
Yeah.
Oh, not really.
I think so. So far. Okay, great. Well, I know.
Right
Sorry.
Now.
Yeah. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir.
This is all an act.
So, Officer Garrett, do we think it was inappropriate that Spencer, that she read the card?
Well,
yeah. She wanted to know. It is inappropriate.
But in context.
In context.
So like Nancy Drew. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it. And yeah, her mom, like, we call her Mariska Mom. Her mom is like Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah.
She does. Yeah.
Definitely looks just like her. It's just like her.
They cast them all really well because I think they all do look alike.
Yeah. They do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
in a different way. Sorry. And Tori.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay.
This is your show.
Yeah. No, I think that it was, you know, she's always, there's something a little sketchy, I think, a little bit about Spencer.
Oh, I agree.
I don't, she's sketchy. Always the one, you know, when Emily went missing, she's the only one awake in the day. When exactly. Allison went missing, she's the only one awake outside. If you're you hear your friend scream, and then you can't find, why would you not wake
right,
up everybody
you
else?
Wonder. I agree with you completely.
Knows? She knows
that's what
something.
I think. Yeah.
So well, Melissa is definitely the black swan.
Right.
Thank goodness we know
because
that.
Because context clues, she's the only really skinny white girl that was there at the time, and Jenna was preoccupied somewhere else.
I was there too. That's so
but
mean.
You were somewhere else, right?
I was there.
Well, at the party.
No, she was there.
I shut the
but
episode.
She was even skinnier.
She was with
Don't
the Black Swan,
again.
Though.
She was with the Black Swan, so she can't be. No.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't know I was that it was supposed to be a secret until
later.
Like after the fact.
So Melissa, I think, definitely was involved. Know.
Well, yes.
I mean, gonna,
well, we
I
know
mean,
that already, yeah. But Melissa's saying that she was getting blackmailed and whatever that whole thing is, but I still think it's really, I don't know, there's something that doesn't sit right with me with Spencer in this whole thing. She's yeah. always the only one that's breaking into files and looking up everything. She
but
was at the
Nancy
Black Swan's lair.
Interesting.
You know, but, that's sort of her MO.
But yeah. I don't know.
But I like where you're going with
yes.
this. I like it. And I think Troyan would like it too.
Spencer
yeah.
is A?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I called that like 3 weeks ago. It's like Spencer is definitely a part of this.
It's not going to be one.
Oh.
It's not going to be one of the Teletubbies.
It's yeah. probably Yay. Not, but she knows more than the rest of them, and yeah. she keeps trying yeah. to find out. Yeah. She's more invested. Aria. She's more invested.
Yeah. yeah.
For some reason, we may not know why.
She's AP.
There's. Yeah, it's fine. Just something a little bit weird. I don't know. If I'm at a party, one of my friends screams in the middle of the
Maybe
woods.
Maybe she's deaf.
I don't know.
Maybe.
There we
Who
go.
Who knows? And this
it's
show is
bad hearing.
Yeah.
Go anyway.
Bad hearing.
We have blind girls. Yeah, we have deaf girls. We got.
It just keeps getting better.
You know,
and better.
We got it all.
Mamba number 5 in this place.
I love that song.
Great classic, right?
Oh,
classic.
I should take
it's like
Twitter.
Totally classic. We should have played that.
Should be checking Twitter.
So why don't we just sort of say what we and I don't know how they can weigh in, but what do we think of people's motivations? Jenna, I think, is evil, and it's definitely on the A team.
Right.
I mean, Lucas and is right there with her, I think.
Lucas, I feel like, has been manipulated to be part of it.
Right.
Because he's had such a character switch. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you have that scene where he, like, fought with Hannah, they're in their own little world, but they can't really tell us anyways. So it's just sort of weird to me. I think that Lucas is definitely in it. I don't know if Officer Garrett is.
See, I feel like Lucas is, tonight, I felt like for the first time, I was like, oh, we're really seeing this evil, like, side of him that, I don't know, I just didn't think that it was...
That he was evil.
Yeah, that he was evil. And then it kind of all came out tonight, and I was like, ooh, it's kind of a new twist to the show, and it actually was really exciting.
Well, it's sort of interesting to, like, juxtapose the two of them, because he, you think, is good, so when he has these bad scenes, you're like, am I supposed to think he's bad?
Deep down.
And Jenna is sort of introduced as bad, and then she has these good scenes, are we supposed to think she's good?
Yeah.
It's
your
all,
scenes are,
all
your, complex.
It's your scenes
all
are brilliantly acted.
Reason.
Your scenes are brilliantly acted, but I definitely still think that you're evil.
I don't know.
Jenna, like, train to cry? Because, like, that scene in the cafeteria courtyard or whatever? Like, Academy Award.
Oh, I know.
Oh, thank
that
you.
Was the best.
Why don't you just give it to me?
The Illuminaria scene.
But you know what I had to do with all that stuff?
Yep.
All the crying scene for me is, like, I had to believe that it was true. So I had to believe that I was still blind. Because it's so hard to emotionally, like, invest yourself in that if you know you're just faking it.
Right.
So you kind of had to... I sort of had to believe it.
Well, I was going
to
ask you about it. Do you, because you're playing a blind character...
I never use eye drops.
No?
Good.
Ever.
Did
That's
you like...
That's good. That's impressive.
Never.
How did you...
There was one scene I did in this movie called Spectacular, and I had to cry like 14 times because I used to take after take after take. And the last take, I couldn't get... My eyes were too dry, and I was like, done. So I pinched... I still have a scar from this. I pinched myself so hard on my right leg, and I... burst into tears. And that's
and that
the take they took.
Nice.
And I thought to myself, imagine if I didn't.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
It is.
That's
genuine.
I just
think if it's not if it's not crying and you don't want to cry, then choose another emotion. I think people are all complex, and I think sometimes when we're really upset, we can't cry because we don't want to go there.
Yeah. Right.
So there's just so many. It's more from me being honest, which whatever that is. So if my honesty is like I can't get there, then I just choose anger.
And you can't really enter a scene and say, okay, that's the line I have to cry at.
No, because that's not. Although I've once had to cry on like a right eye on one line. as it dripped down.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. That's kind of
that is technique.
Yeah.
That's
well, it's weird. Like that's, no, that's just tilting your head when you're about to kind of go.
I had an acting teacher once who was like, you can't, like, treat, you have to treat emotions like a little puppy. It's like, you can't, like, jump on it or else it's going to run away. Right. So you have to be, like, kind to yourself. Yeah. Like a little puppy.
And you kind of have to give yourself time before. Like, I always think with, like, really emotional scenes, you can't just jump into them, like what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to give yourself, if it takes you half a day, it takes you half a day. If it takes you an hour, it takes you an hour. But to, like, feel that sort of melancholy for a while takes a while. Look at you all like,
we're all like,
You're all like, wow.
Well, I can imagine that it must be hard because you don't always know where your characters are going or what their motivations are. Yeah. Or
so
what they even know.
You gotta make it up. You have to make up your answers for yourself. Right. And you have to make up your own objectives and stuff yourself.
And we do a lot of that because both of our characters know things or have like backstories that are being played out. And that's part of the storyline with the girls.
Like you just got a last name not too long ago.
Right, exactly. But it's like, you know, when the girls are like, what's going on with them? It's like, we don't really know either because it's not written in the script. Right. So,
well, we also want to hear what you all think of these two. We want to ask questions to the actors and to see what your theories are. So if you are listening, but remember that you can find this show live online as we broadcast. We also repost on YouTube and iTunes. So remember to go rate and comment, tell your friends, tell us that you think our theories are right or wrong. The more you talk, the more we want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So is it possible? Can we take a quick commercial? Thank you. Can we take a quick commercial and let's come back with some phone calls and questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
I love the Wooly Bear commercial.
Oh my God,
it's so
cool.
Right. It's so
well,
awesome.
I would just want to say real quick, along with going to iTunes, Apple has just released this new podcast app. So you can download it on your iPhone or iPad, and it organizes all of your podcasts. So if you subscribe to a lot of different shows, and hopefully a lot of AfterBuzz shows, it will put them all in one location for you where you can find them easily and all that. And it's completely free. So please go download the app.
Hook up your phone to the car as you're driving to work.
Yeah. Listen to it. Talk through the theories
of this show.
Let's find out what's going on.
So let's see. Let's take some phone calls and see what people think. Let's hear theories and questions for PLL.
Yes.
All right, first call.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God. Okay.
You're having a sound.
Hi. Can we get your name? What's your name?
Who is this?
Oh my God.
Wait. Say that again. Yep. Hello. So what is your name, darling?
I'm Kelly. Crystal, get away.
Kelly and Crystal, get away. They're fighting over the phone.
Hi, Kelly and Crystal.
Hi, Kelly and Crystal.
This is Kelly. Come on, sit down. Come on, sit down. This is Kelly and Crystal. Oh, my God.
Okay, Kelly and Crystal.
Okay, what's your question for us?
Yeah, we want to hear from you, babe.
Oh, my God, I don't even know. Okay, will you guys be coming to New York anytime soon?
New York?
New York. New York.
I was here.
We just met you.
New York City.
I love New York.
Yes,
I try to go there like three times a year.
I love New York. It's interesting. We get asked, I'm sure you get asked on Twitter all the time, when are you coming to France? When are you coming to Brazil?
I'm like, tomorrow.
I'm like, if you guys are paying for the trip, I'm there.
You paid for my ticket.
Uh-huh.
I know. Like, everybody really wants to meet you guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Did you have
you from Bronx outside of Warhol? Shut up.
I met them outside of Warhorse.
Oh, you met them?
Nice. Yeah.
Oh.
Because I Instagrammed a photo where I was, and then there were people there.
Okay, question for Pretty Little Liars. What are we, for the season finale, I know they're starting to write it. Have you guys, like, heard anything about, like, the script? Or did Mara, like, tell you guys what will be, like, happening?
Well, we know in the first half, the season finishes on episode 13.
Like the summer finale.
We know there's, like, someone nearly dies.
Someone Ooh. Nearly dies.
Or dies, but I can't really tell
or
you.
Or dies.
Yeah. It's a very, so very, very dramatic ending to this summer.
Ooh.
And there is some dramatic.
Yeah.
Lots to look forward. I can't wait. I'm going to record my reaction again.
Yes.
Yes. Post
Thanks
it on
so
YouTube.
Much
I want to
for calling
see.
In. That was
thank
great
you.
To hear from you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brendan. Thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Marissa, do we have another call?
Yay.
Thank you for calling AfterBuzz. Who is this?
Yeah, it's Rain.
What's that? What's your name?
Oh, Kayla?
It's ringing. Oh. Kayla, are you there? Kayla?
Kayla?
What?
Hello?
I think she hung
Kayla?
Up. I think she might have gotten... Kayla,
oh,
come
hi.
Back.
Hi.
Kayla, you're
are you
there?
Still there?
She's excited.
We love you.
Oh, thank you.
We
Kayla,
love you.
What
we
questions do you have for Tammin and Brendan tonight?
What was each of your favorite scenes to film?
Ooh, good question. I think I like anything emotional. I don't know what that says about me, but like when I found out that I could see that I went, and then the audience thought that I couldn't see, was kind of exciting to me because I got to play with like two emotions where I'm like really excited for my character, but yet I had to tell everyone else who was watching that that was the complete opposite. So it was really interesting for me to play like that. Sort of halfway point.
She likes challenges.
What about you?
Yes.
Bring it on.
One of my favorite scenes. Well, I have two. One that I shot, and then one to like to watch.
Am I in it? Oh.
Which is unfortunate because we haven't had a scene together
I know,
yet.
That's
and it's
so
really
weird.
Disappointing.
It's weird.
The boat scene where Hannah like. Kills me with the oar.
Yep. Castaway style.
Yeah, I know. I love that scene, and it's like, you know, I'm glad that they gave me some like heavier stuff to do. I'm like flattered because it's so different from you know the previous Lucas stuff.
Yeah.
But actually, funny thing about that scene, one of the reasons why it was my favorite is because there was some serious movie making magic going on there.
Explain.
The close ups when you see Ashley and I, and it's going back and forth in the conversation, were filmed inside of a soundstage. So they were filmed inside so that the camera... So
you weren't on a pond
we were
in Pennsylvania?
And then 2 days later, we did the scene again, and they shot it on the water, but they did it really wide.
Oh,
so the things
crazy.
Where you see up close, it's in a soundstage with fog around us, and then...
Movie magic
there.
Right
And then
there.
My favorite scene to watch... Is the Illuminara scene with Tammin. That was the best scene ever.
When I said blow the candle out?
The colors.
Do you remember
and where
the
you
one?
Talk about like
yeah.
going up
like,
into the pool and like
I was
seeing
like cry,
the...
cry, cry.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, it was brilliant. It was brilliant.
We shot that 6 times. I had to cry 6 times.
Oh wow.
It beats that 14. Yeah. One day you're gonna be a bikini model just like pinches all over.
No, I'm just gonna be a bikini model. Pinched everywhere, just crying all the
and
time.
Cried.
I love this. It's gonna be great. Kayla, thank
so
you for
much.
Calling.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Marissa, let's get a few more in. Who is next? Thank you for calling AfterBuzz. Who is this?
Hello.
It's A.
It's A. Oh, no! I didn't hear you, I swear.
Oh my god, we thought
so. Everybody's gonna get a text message all the
same time. Everybody's like, oh, I think
there's a slumber party.
I think we are at a birthday party.
That
right
is.
Now.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
All right, who's calling in?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Bailey.
Hi, Bailey.
Hi,
how
Bailey.
Are you?
Good.
What questions do you have for tonight?
My question is, if you could be a different character on the show, who would it be and why?
I would be A.
But who is
to
A?
Assume.
Who is A?
I think Emily gets great stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think because you don't have a character like that in normal sort of, well, not normal, but TV that's kind of geared toward tweens and teens and sort of the young adults. And I think it's a really good topic of conversation.
She gets some really mature issues.
She does.
Yeah. So you really love, like, the happier characters, you know, the ones with the easy life, you know.
What are you trying to say about me?
She likes complex characters. Yeah.
What about you, Brendan?
I would be Jenna, actually.
Really?
I mean, obviously.
Liar.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious because I think that it would be so cool and a great exercise as an actor to do.
I would be Lucas. Can I take
mine
back?
As a blind.
You too.
They're
so friendly.
Person,
oh, that's
that
true.
I swear to God. I mean, I think that it would be a really interesting thing.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't. I had my eyes shut the whole time.
That's tough. Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You go, yeah.
Well, thanks so you for didn't calling, cheat. Bailey.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Marcy, we got one more?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for
calling.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Hallie.
Hi, Hallie. How are you?
Hi.
Do you have any...
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy I'm on right now.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I have a question for both Cameron and also for Brendan.
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering, so I think, like, lately, both of your characters have kind of changed something about them. And, like, for instance, Jenna, you know, now can see.
Right.
And then also Lucas now is kind of not nice and not sincere and not really genuine towards Hannah.
Unshaven.
100%.
Yeah. And unshaven.
And unshaven.
What type of character do both of you like to play better? Like, the one kind of before or this new kind of character that both of you have?
Well, I was
betraying.
Yeah. I was telling everyone that don't think that just because Jenna can see that all of a sudden she's going to stay that way, firstly. But also that she's just, like, sort of changed completely. I think that she's still definitely got so many layers and she's not sort of the queen bee and she's happy. I think it's kind of exciting at first that she can see, but I think that dark side definitely comes back. But for me, here's gonna say this again, but for me, I love to play complex characters, so I would prefer to be evil because I think that's absolutely the most fun, because, and it, you know, in society we're all supposed to be these happy, you know, good, kind people, which is great, but that's why you get to do for your job. You get to play things that are so unlike yourself. So, for me, I would always gravitate towards
evil Jenna,
evil blind.
Oh,
evil blind Jenna. For Brendan,
well, I enjoy both. At the moment, I'm having a blast exploring the darker side of Lucas because it's not something that I get to do as an actor very often. The parts that I usually do are much more similar to how we first saw Lucas at the beginning of the series in season one. And that, you know, that's kind of my thing, is that, hey, what's up? What's going on?
And
I think that, you know, it's been a great exercise and kind of, in a way, education as an actor to be able to get to, you know, explore different sides of yourself, but being able to do it for a show and actual work that people are going to see is really a treat.
Shaven and unshaven.
You find out so much about yourself being an actor. I think everyone should just at least go to an acting class, because there's just so many emotions that you tap into about yourself, and you find out so much that you didn't know, like pain that you never knew, like things that would hurt you that you never really thought. It was like therapy.
Right.
And then you find that and you're like, wow, I never knew that that was my issue.
They say something like that.
I never
like
knew I had so many problems.
All right, Hallie, we only have a few more minutes. Okay. We're going to have to cut you off, but thank you so much for calling, Hallie.
Thanks, Hallie.
Thank you.
Let's do really quick. We have about 2 minutes left. Predictions for what we see coming up. And or theories.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Why don't we start with the two of you? Even though you sort of already know. Well, you do. What do you think?
Someone dies. I'm sure someone dies.
You're sure? Okay. Someone dies.
No. I'm not sure.
Okay,
I think someone's going to die, because
you can smell it in the air.
That's the biggest chaos. Like, it is. When someone dies and everything, the collateral damage that's around that, I think that's what's really...
So is that a murderer keeps murdering?
Like a murder, or someone just disappears or vanishes. I think that's kind of the cliffhanger in life. Or so I would say, since everyone is dying on the show, I'm sure that.
Plus, we've got to think for, like, dead bodies this season.
I know, digging up dead bodies.
Decapitating.
This is going to go very Walking Dead soon.
It's getting, like, really...
And it's, like, glamorous and stuff, but, like, it's just so weird.
Hannah's going to do, like, Thriller, yeah.
Yeah.
Any predictions?
I think that Nate is up to no good.
Right.
Nate. We've heard he's aggressive.
Because he is aggressive. Nate. That was like a serious, like, whoa, where did that come from? Yep. When
he attacks Garrett.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I don't know if... I don't know what's going on with Garrett. I don't know if he's going to pull off this whole I didn't do anything thing. Like, he was talking to Spencer about that earlier. So I don't know if he's innocent.
Or if he's going to tell something. If he's going to rat other people out, because he's in jail. Right.
Exactly.
Well, who is April Rose?
Tammy, you want to add?
I think by the end of the season, Jenna's going to only start wearing bikinis.
Yes!
Prediction!
Yes! Prediction for summer! She Right in time for summer. This is it. The summer of love. Jenna can see she's hot.
Yeah.
It's time. Right. Oh, we're running out of time. Who is April Rose? Thank you for tuning into Pretty Little Liars.
You were doing a Cats musical.
Say it.
Tell us
about it. Go to kittybungalow.com. That is K-I-T-T-Y bungalow.com to see Janelle Parrish and I do a benefit concert of the musical Cats to help save homeless cats in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Thank you.
Evil characters but good people. Thank you, Tanner. Yeah. Thank
you. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.